Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray. Today we're joined by Naomi Ortiz, a poet, writer, facilitator, and visual artist whose intersectional work focuses on self-care for activists, disability justice, climate action, and relationship with place. What's your experience been as a disabled activist trying to participate in local activist movements?
It's really frustrating, honestly, because I never get to have the conversations I want to have in these spaces. I really want to be there to learn or to ask my own questions about issues or to offer up, you know, experience or wisdom or thoughts or ideas on a variety of topics. And generally, when I'm invited to have space, the space I get to have is around speaking up and for disabled folks. I actually really love learning about plants. I kind of geek out on learning about medicinal values of plants, but those spaces are often incredibly inaccessible. It seems like local activist groups don't really consider that disabled people are change makers. And if we're change makers, then we're valuable to have in the room. And for us to get in the room, it's not enough to just say, oh, please come. Actual structural changes have to happen. There has to be an accessible way in. It has to be near public transportation. It has to include things like ASL interpreters or other kinds of accommodations that people may ask for. It needs to include a space for people to be able to ask for accommodations.
You've been doing activism work for a long time. I'm wondering what advice you have for other activists or artists.
I would suggest creating spaciousness in the artistic journey to really sit with your own work, because we live in such a comparison world. It's just really challenging to share our work without being sucked into this comparison mindset. And so having a sense of our own integrity in our art and our writing or whatever your art form is just such an important, essential thing.
Is there any artistic work that you're working on that you're excited about?
So yes, I'm super excited. I am really privileged to have gotten a grant from the National Association of Latino Arts and Cultures. They were really excited about the project I submitted, which was Complicating Conversations, which is looking at the relationship or lack of relationship between eco-justice groups and disability justice groups or people, or even just concepts and issues and ideas.
Where can people find more of your art?
So I have a website. It's naomiortiz.com. So NaomiOrtiz.com. And if you go on there and click on art, you can see some of the paintings that I have created. And I think one of the paintings that's part of my current series is on there.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.